हीरा बनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Shri Radhe Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Pancha Tattva Jaya Prahlana Sema, Jaya Prahlana Sema, Prahlana Sema, Jaya Prahlana Sema. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Mai, Jaya Sudarshana. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकीम् So reading from today's verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 1st chapter, 39th verse. Dehe panchatvam apanne, dehe panchatvam apanne, dehi karmanugo vashaha. Dehi karmanugo vashaha Dehantaram anuprapya Dehantaram anuprapya Praktanam tyajate vapuho Praktanim tyajate vapuho Dehe panchatva mapanne Dehi karmanugo vashaha Dehantaram anuprapya Praktanam tyajate vapuho Dehe panchatva mapanne Dehi karmanugo vashaha Dehantaram anuprapya Praktanam tyajate vapuhu Dehe panchatvam apanne Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktanam tyajate vapuhu. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehe karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktanam tyajate vapuhu. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktanam tyajate vapuhu. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktanam tyajate vapuhu. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktatyin vapuhu. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktatyin vapuhu. Matajis. Dehe panchatva mapanne. Dehi karmanu go vashaha. Dehantaramanuprapya. Praktanam tyajate vapuhu. Okay. Word for word meanings. Dehe, when the body, panchatva mapanne, turns into five elements. Dehi, the proprietor of the body, the living being. Karma anugaha, following the reactions of his own fruitive activities. Avashaha, spontaneously, automatically. Deha antaram, another body made of material elements. Anuprapya, receiving as a result. Praktanam, the former. Tyajate, gives up. Vapuho, the body. Translation by His Divine Grace, Avacharya Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When the present body turns into dust and is again reduced to five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. Kindly repeat. When the present body turns to dust and is again reduced to five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the proprietor of the body, the living being, automatically receives another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. When the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. Purport by His Divine Grace, Avacharya Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, which presents the beginning of spiritual understanding. Dehino asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra na mohyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 13th verse. A person or an animal is not the material body. Rather, the material body is the covering of the living entity, living being. Bhagavad Gita compares the body to a dress and elaborately explains how one changes dresses one after another. The same Vedic knowledge is confirmed here. The living being, the soul, is constantly changing bodies one after another. Even in the present life, the body changes from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youth, and from youth to old age. Similarly, when the body is too old to continue, the living being gives up this body and by the laws of nature automatically gets another body according to his fruitive activities, desires and ambitions. The laws of nature control this sequence, and therefore, as long as the living being entity is under the control of the external material energy, the process of bodily change takes place automatically according to one's fruitive activities. Vasudeva therefore wanted to impress upon Kamsa that if he committed this sinful act of killing a woman in his next life, he would certainly get a material body still more conditioned to the sufferings of material existence. Thus, Vasudeva advised Kamsa not to commit sinful activities. One who commits sinful activities because of ignorance, tamoguna, obtains a lower body. Karanam guna sangasya sadasat yoni janmasu. Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, 22nd verse. There are hundreds and thousands of different species of life. Why are there higher and lower bodies? One receives these bodies according to the contaminations of material nature. If in this life one is contaminated by the mode of ignorance and sinful activities, duskriti, in the next life, by the laws of nature, one will certainly get a body full of suffering. The laws of nature are not subservient, to the whimsical desires of the conditioned soul. Our endeavor, therefore, should be to associate always with sattva guna and not indulge in rajoguna or tamoguna. Rajastamo bhavaha, bhavaha. Lusty desires and greed keep the living entity perpetually in ignorance and prevent him from being elevated to the platform of sattva guna or shuddha sattva guna. One is advised to be situated in Shuddha Sattva Guna, devotional service, for thus one is immune to the reactions of the three modes of material nature. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpiturubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So at the outset, I would like to humbly request, beg, beseech all the esteemed Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis in this August assembly of devotees to kindly bestow their blessings, mercy and good wishes so that I could do justice to this. Prior to me, there have been great personalities, some of whom are sitting here, who have sat on this high seat, Vyasasana, in the Shridham Mayapur, and given glorious elaborations on the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So I'm just humbly trying to follow in their glorious footsteps. And I take strength from a couple of statements of Srila Prabhupada. In one of the conversations, Srila Prabhupada says, in one of the letters perhaps, Prabhupada says that you are hearing, hearing and hearing. You don't speak. So my understanding was we are supposed to speak, all of us. So I'm trying to make a humble attempt in that direction. Secondly, Prabhupada says, one learns by preaching or by sharing. So I am here primarily to learn. Most of the days you will find me sitting there in the center. When I'm sitting there and listening, I am learning. Today, when I'm here and I'm sharing with you, I'm still learning, but serving thereby all of you. So this first chapter is entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna. So we have been seeing that how Kamsa is taking Vasudeva and Devaki. He's driving their chariot and taking them across. And this is a beautiful chapter which especially is spoken of during the time of Janmashtami. This year Janmashtami is falling on August 24th. So we are about 1.5 months from Janmashtami. So we are well in advance preparing our consciousness for the advent of the Lord. Of course, Srila Prabhupada says, as we all know, that the Lord advents himself somewhere in some part of this universe or some other universe at every given moment of time, just like the sun, when it has set at a particular place, it also has arisen in another place. It can be seen. So the Lord's pastimes are always going on. Now, in this chapter, we are seeing, as we mentioned, as the earlier classes they mentioned, that we know Kamsa, Devaki, Vasudeva. Now the chariot has stopped and there is going to be an exchange. Now we all know that Mother Devaki and Vasudeva, they are pure devotees. Prishni Sutapa in their previous lives, 12,000 years they did tapasya, must have been another yoga, and they just subsisted on dry leaves and water or air perhaps for the sole desire, with the sole desire to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as their dear child. This was the intention, and look at the amount of tapasya they did. Now Kamsa, we all know, is also a pure devotee. How is that? He is, you know, Jaya Vijaya, we know, he has come down. So now they are enacting, he is coming down to assist the Lord in his pastimes. So why is this happening? This whole thing happens, these leela, these pastimes happen, so that the prime objective of Lord Krishna is achieved, which is to attract the conditioned souls towards him. So this leela at this stage, all this dramatization is happening so that it piques our interest, so that we come to understanding the Atma Tattva, which Vasudeva beautifully is elucidating and elaborating from now on. Yesterday, the philosophy has already started. His Grace Vasu Shrestha Prabhu already started talking about death. And His Grace Jeevanath Prabhu, towards the end of the class, he said that ISKCON, at times they say, you know, we are very pessimistic, we talk about death all the time. But we are not. And Prabhu gave a very wonderful example of how a devotee during a kirtan, he left his body gloriously. Never heard of an incident like that, but what a way to leave the body. So are we actually pessimists or are we practical in speaking about death? Let us have a look. Now, as His Grace Vasu Shrestha Prabhu mentioned yesterday, when we are speaking of death, see, this verse is speaking about transmigration. So before we get into that, death means birth, death, old age and disease, they come together as a package. They're a package. We can't take one without the other. So Is it necessary to focus upon them? Is it necessary to understand about them? Srila Prabhupada very frequently speaks about birth, death, and old age and disease. Why? One of the key elements is that it is the nature of the conditioned soul to forget. Forgetfulness, Srila Prabhupada mentions in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, is one of the key characteristics of the conditioned soul, which is why Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, which is why Prabhupada time and again reminds us of birth, death, old age and disease. Okay, so let us see what Srila Prabhupada himself has to say about birth, death, old age, disease and death. So this was one of the small snippets that Prabhupada speaks of in Australia. Very powerful, Prabhupada is giving his heart out when he's speaking this. So I thought it would be poignant too. So in another of Prabhupada's lectures in Australia, Prabhupada is speaking philosophy, and one of the disciples asked, Prabhupada, when we go out, when we preach, when we reach out to others, we tell them about birth, death, old age and disease. And at times they say, I don't care about all this. Death, it happens, so what, it's part of life, I'm not bothered about it. Prabhupada immediately said, He's a madman. So, apart from those who are not mad like that, most of the others are sane and they do take cognizance of birth, death, old age and disease. Devotees definitely do, even non-devotees do. How and why? Let's have a look. Now, Lord Krishna himself speaks about birth, death, old age and disease in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam. He says, these are facts of life and Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam. Perceive the inherent suffering, misery ingrained in birth, death, old age and disease. Now, even non-devotees take cognizance and have to take cognizance, even we do take cognizance of birth, death, old age and disease for a couple of factors, but primarily there is one underlying reason, underlying denominator, underlying factor that inescapably is present in birth, death, old age and disease. What is that? Suffering. Or in other words, pain. They are all painful. Which is why, whether we want it or not, we better pay heed to it. We better recognize that they are facts of life. Now birth, as we see, is definitely full of pain, suffering. Being inside the womb of the mother, jam-packed, airtight, with the worms biting, and seventh month the consciousness arrives, and then it is, can't move, can't do anything. And all of this while being in an upside down position. Just being straight and somebody tying your hands and legs together, and we can't move for a, they say you can't move, you can't speak to anybody, no interaction, nothing. Person will go crazy in no time. And here in the womb of the mother, it's unimaginable suffering. And therefore, the child in the womb, if he is fortunate, if he or she is fortunate, gets a flashback of 100 previous births of their activities. It's a quick flashback. And then in a tone of utter desperation, the soul promises, the jiva promises the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, this life, just get me out of this suffering. This life, I promise you, I will attend to the one thing that I haven't done in all my previous lives. Your devotional service. I will just be completely focused on you. But then we all know the process of birth happens, very painful for mother and child. And then fast forward, there are innumerable diseases. Diseases are also full of pain into varying extents and degrees. If you personally ask me, for me, even a simple thing like common cold is extremely distressful because I have to attend to it. It takes my time off. It takes our time off from focusing on the Lord's either reading, chanting, so many other things. And then old age. Yesterday, His Great Vasu Shishtha Prabhu mentioned of one of the aspects. He said, he spoke about cataract. If one lives long enough, the layer forms in the eyes, and then one has to go to a doctor, and not just any doctor. There is still a lot of processes. Will you end up going to any doctor, any and every doctor, to get yourself treated? No. You have to find out a qualified doctor, put ahead. You should be fortunate enough, should be experienced, so many things. Having ended up there, then undergo the painful process of keeping the eyes open, get sedated, all of that. And then there could be complications. And at times I have seen one of my dear relatives got one of the eyes, near and dear ones, got one of her eyes operated with the cataract, was very successful. Then after some time, the second eye contracted this. So she had to again go to a doctor, good specialist, experienced. However, the same doctor who successfully performed the first cataract operation surgery, the second time around, he again, luckily, we were lucky enough to get him. However, after she came out of the operation theater and was made to sit on a chair, and I was seated beside her, within a few minutes, for the first time in my life, I saw blood oozing out of the eyes. Imagine what my reaction would have been. I was petrified. I immediately ran to a doctor, called him, but he was very calm, composed. He said, "Don't worry, this happens at times," and he attended to it. He attended to it, and sure enough, in some time, she got healed. And however, the whole process was painful. It was distressful. It was full of suffering. Then there is death. There is death. Painful? Definitely. Srimad Bhagavatam says that death, the amount of pain in death is equivalent to how many scorpions biting? 10,000 scorpions biting at all simultaneously together. 10,000 scorpions biting all simultaneously together, the amount of pain is, I mean, we can't even measure it. I'll tell you, once a couple of years ago, as a teenager, I was playing outside, and suddenly a honeybee came and bit me on my left earlobe. Okay, first experience in my life. In no time, I started experiencing heat generation, and let me tell you, the pain that ensued was so severe that for the next couple of minutes, literally, I was not aware of anything else in my life except that pain. My only concern was, how do I get rid of that pain? Thankfully, we applied something and I got relieved of. So probably I had that experience so that I could recount it today and we could understand what is it that 10,000 scorpions biting at the same time, what is the experience? Now, similar to this, I would be recounting some other incidences, experiences, things I've heard, things I've heard from credible bona fide sources, things I've probably seen firsthand or secondhand in my experiences till this juncture, this point of time in my life. So that was about death. Now, even non-devotees, they perceive death, they experience death. Krishna says, I approach everyone as death and I take away everything. So, if you see, non-devotees are also preparing for death. How is that? When a child is born and it is being raised, it takes about 20 to 22, 23 years to educate the child, to give the child some culture, so that the child can supposedly, as they say, stand it on its own legs, so that it can face old age, so that it can face disease, death? No. So that it can face youth. Not even disease, old age and death, but youth. Why? So that if they don't, then there are repercussions. If they're not properly educated enough, then there are repercussions. Srila Prabhupada says, he gives the example that education itself by itself is not enough. He gives the example of young man who went to United Kingdom, London, and he got these degrees, MRCP, FRCS. He came back to the town where Srila Prabhupada was staying, Allahabad. And he started trying to practice medicine. However, so unlucky, so unfortunate was he that Srila Prabhupada says he did not have even utensils to cook his food. So unfortunate was he. That means his karma in his previous lives or previous times was so bad, so pathetic, that even though he had some karma to get that education, the education didn't work. It didn't give him the desired benefit, desired results. However, on the other hand, there was a merchant, a trader, who wasn't so educated. He was illiterate to the extent of he couldn't even sign his own name. So when he would go to a bank and he would need a check to be issued, he would ask somebody, he would see somebody and ask them to write the check. And Prabhupada says, if that person who was writing that check put their own name and put whatever figure that came to their mind, if they did that, he would lose all that amount. However, this person, this trader, turned out to be a millionaire. He was fabulously rich. So it depends on one's karma. However, one should at least have the basic education to be able to read and write some basic arithmetic, so that even to be able to read Srila Prabhupada's books, it'll be helpful in a big way. So, even non-devotees do take heed of death and do try to act upon it. They try to accumulate wealth. It is required, no problem. They work very hard. We also work very hard. Work very hard, accumulate wealth, accumulate resources, accumulate education, accumulate a house. However, the problem is that all of these turn out to be, as what Srila Prabhupada says, asat sainyeshu. They turn out to be fallible soldiers. Why? Because they mistake the means to be the end. They forget that they have no idea of who they are, that they are spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. So they are supposed to worship the Lord, because the Lord himself says, Aham sarvasya prabhu matra sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. He says, I am the Lord of everything and all that be. And one who knows this will definitely worship me with all sincerity. So to understand this, first we should understand, how do we understand the soul's existence itself? Now, when anybody looks at a child, a 2 year, 3 year old, 4 year old, or 5 year old child, and the same person looks at them, sees them when they are 30, 40, 50 or 60 years old, the body is changed completely. It's completely changed. Can anybody who has not seen them prior, can they be able to recognize them? No. But still, at least the mother and father recognize the 2 year old child or the 4 year old child. When that child grows up to be 30, 40 or 50, they recognize that child to be the same person. Do they end up addressing their child when the child is grown up as Mr. such and such or Mrs. such and such? Do they? No. It'll be very awkward. So why do they do it? Because unaware to themselves, they do recognize the presence of the soul, even though they may not be able to articulate it in so many words in their mind. Then again, Prabhupada says, everybody is cognizant of death. How is that? Anytime anybody is approached with a life-threatening situation, immediately there is a reflex reaction. Oh, I don't want this. I want to escape. Prabhupada says, why? The reason is, in all their previous lifetimes, they have experienced the pain involved in birth death, old age and disease. Therefore, it's an automatic reflex reaction that they say, no, I don't want this, because they understand that if they were to change the body, then there is pain ensuing in the ensuing birth death, old age and disease. So everybody in one way, subtly or grossly, is aware, is cognizant, is taking heed of birth death, old age, disease and acting upon it. The only point is, it is wonderful if, just like the non-devotees who put in so much of effort in attending to their work, to their jobs, they fly the airplanes, they run the trains, they take care of electricity, they really work hard. But only thing, if they were to do all this with the addition of keeping Krishna bang on center in their lives, then they will actually achieve the highest benefit. They will actually get some tangible benefit of their life. So this is very essential and important. Now second, Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the translation, when the next body is obtained, he gives up the present body. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Vasamsi jinani yatha vihaya. We know Lord Krishna says, he gives the example of the old clothes. When they're torn and worn out, they change. We change them. So Krishna compares the changing of clothes to the changing of bodies. However, there is a very, very important thing to be noted, which is that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada mentions that once a particular jiva enters a particular body, then there is no exiting the body on our own desire. That is not possible. It is not like a video game where if you are losing and your mind changes, you say, you press refresh button and you're out and you restart. It cannot be done. Once you're in that, once you're in a particular body, you have to live through the karma of that body. So whatever associated sufferings or so-called happiness that are there, one has to experience and undergo. Srila Prabhupada also gives the example of a person changing a house. When a person is changing a house, when a person vacates a house, does a person simply vacate? No. What will they do? They will first select another house, hopefully better, at least if not better, at least equivalent to the one they were in, and then move. So similarly, the soul moves to another body after a particular body has already been designated. So this process of designation of body is a dynamic activity that is happening all through, which means even as we live and breathe, each and every one of us, all our actions is being taken into consideration. And it is not that at the last point of time, at the last juncture of our life, at the point of death, that this decision is taken. Of course, at that time, the cumulative thing is taken into consideration. But this whole process is dynamic. It's live and ticking as we speak. Third, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the proprietor of the body, the living being in the translation, Prabhupada mentions, automatically, and Prabhupada repeats this word in the purport also, automatically receives another body of material elements according to his fruitive activities. Now this automatically means daiva netrina. Very importantly, Srila Prabhupada, characteristically of him, typically of him, trademarkedly of him, uses a particular term, stringent laws of material nature. Mind you, mark the word stringent. The first time I heard this, I was shocked, because generally the perception is God is all good, God is all merciful, God is all compassionate, God is all accommodating. However, we have to keep in mind, we have to bear in mind that God has multiple facets to him. The same God who is all accommodating, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is ascribed to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom we all know, is Sakshat Krishna, God himself. He was harder than a thunderbolt and softer than a rose. So God has all these aspects. It is not that just because he is all compassionate, eternally, perpetually, every moment he is only all compassionate and accommodating. He has this factor also. So he takes everything into consideration. Now, why is there pain in death? Why? God could have made it without death. Why? The reason is because God, there are many reasons. One reason that comes to my mind is because God is a person. He has feelings, just like all of us have. You have, I have, he has feelings. And he says that we are all parts of him. So he says, be happy. You are entitled to happiness. You are entitled to unlimited happiness. But be happy in my association. Come back to my abode, Goloka Vrindavan. Why are you struggling for this spot life of say 50, 60 years that Srila Prabhupada says, and just running around with a life of just eking out one's existence and just dealing with one problem after another, after another, another. He says, come, be with me. There are myriads of ways you can associate with me and enjoy unlimitedly. Anandambudhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam, Purnamrita Swadhanam. He's saying, come, be with me. But we are saying, oh, okay, hold on, no, I need to take some time. So, prudence would be that we immediately respond to it. Now, different people react to this in different way. Death. But when they are approached, when they have a touch of devotees, then miracles happen. I'll give you an example. When I was in South India, we go to lots of places to reach out and preach. One such place, we approached this gentleman. He was a chartered accountant. He was living alone in his house, which had a garden and ground floor and first floor. So he was quite elderly and he had his days of working had ended. So he was all alone. So we asked him, what about your children? He said, both my sons are well settled. They are in United States. The typical Indian dream, settled down in United States. They were settled, well settled. So well settled that they did not even have time or probably the ability, time to come and take care of their father. And somehow the father was also staying all alone. His wife had also passed away. So this is a typical example of Asat Senya Show. He worked his entire life, no idea of Krishna consciousness, entire life he worked. Family, money, occupation, children, he did everything. But look what happened. At times it works, but there are many cases it doesn't work also. So this is one typical example. Another example is His Grace Gunarnama Prabhu gives. He says in Australia, in the temple, there was an elderly man who would visit the temple quite often. New man, new to the temple. And he would visit the temple. And he got in touch with Gunarnama Prabhu. And in the course of time, Gunarnama Prabhu got to try to understand him, who he is, everything. But he would just reveal his name and he won't tell who he is, what he is doing and all that. So after a couple of months, some relatives of his came from his home and informed Gunarnama Prabhu that, see, this person, he was interacting with you. He is now in his last days. He is on his deathbed. He is requesting you to come. So Gunarnama Prabhu went. And they did kirtan, he introduced him to his family members, all of that. And in the course of the conversation, it was revealed that this person was actually dealing or trading with, he had a fleet of trucks. And these trucks were mainly involved in transporting meat across Australia to various places. So this person was very hesitant to reveal that to Gunarnama Prabhu, because as he was hearing the classes, he began to understand that it's a sinful activity. So Gunarnama Prabhu met him and they chanted and he gave him Charan Tulsi and Charanamrit and everything. And he left. And it was told to him that as this man left his body, apparently there was a smile on his face as he was leaving the body. So just with some limited association of a few months with a devotee and the temple, look at what difference it can make in the life of a person. Next, we come to Vasudeva. Vasudeva is nicely elaborating this philosophy. Prabhupada says, Vasudeva therefore wanted to impress upon Kamsa that if he committed the sinful act of killing a woman, in his next life, he would certainly get a material body still more conditioned to the sufferings of material existence. Thus, Vasudeva advised Kamsa not to commit sinful activities. Now, sinful activities, we all know, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. Sinful. However, what is that original sin that is leading us to commit all these sins? It is deep down envy, needless envy of Lord Krishna. Why is he enjoying independently? Let me enjoy just like him. That is why we are all stuck here in the material world. Now, in my ongoing readings of the Krishna book, I have something called the Rukmi effect. Rukmi, we all know. We know the pastime of Mother Rukmini, Rukmi, and he very dearly loved Mother Rukmini. However, just like most of the demons, they want Lakshmi without Narayana. So he wanted the best for his dear sister Rukmini, but he didn't care about Narayana, which is Lord Krishna. So after the marriage happened, after kidnapping of Rukmini, when Krishna was taking Rukmini on the chariot and going forward, Rukmi chased him from behind. And then finally he was hurling abuses, and finally they came to a standstill. Krishna faced him and Krishna was angry. He was going to punish him, probably give him death. However, at that time Lord Balarama comes, enters the scene and very mercifully rescues Rukmi. He puts in a good word on behalf of Rukmi, although he doesn't deserve it. He does this. However, as we fast forward to the chess game, you're aware, right? Chess game happened, and Rukmi purposely invited Lord Balarama to the chess game, and it was known that Lord Balarama wasn't so proficient in chess. I don't know how that is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he's still supposedly not good at chess. So he was called, but he was winning. He was winning fairly. However, at every juncture, Rukmi kept telling, "No, I have won. It is not you, Balarama. I have won." Finally, when Lord Balarama actually won the chess game, Rukmi went to the extent of saying, criticizing Lord Balarama, who saved him from Krishna, put in a good word. Rukmi needlessly insulted Lord Balarama by saying, "You have cheated." Although there was a voice from the sky which said, "No, Lord Balarama has won." So what the point I'm coming to is, needless offenses, this is what is keeping us here. Needless, absolutely needless offenses. Either offenses to the holy name, or more importantly, needless offenses to Vaishnavas. Glorious Vaishnavas. Each one of us is trying to, somehow or other, in our own way, trying to serve the Lord. So, simple way, Prabhupada says, if you avoid these offenses, your path back home, back to Godhead, will be fast-tracked. The desire, the taste in for chanting the holy name will arise. Of course, one of the results of committing sinful activities is that one obtains a lower body, and it is, as Srila Prabhupada says, ignorance is no excuse even in a court of law. So in this world, everybody is suffering, either mental, physical, financial, relationships, so on and so forth. That is the very first reason why the material world exists in the first place, so that somehow or other our face may be turned towards the Lord. Then Srila Prabhupada says, our endeavor therefore should be to always associate with Sattvaguna and not to indulge in Rajaguna. Now, one of the important things here is that Prabhupada says, allow the tongue only to eat Krishna Prasadam and nothing else. In my own experience, of course they say the holy name is the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, but at least in my experience, I would say that, and I'm sure none of you would disagree, that it is Prasadam, Krishna Prasadam, we just can't live without it. And because we can't live without it, it has to be very merciful. Now, one of the important things is, Prabhupada says no ice cream. No ice cream. In one of his early lectures in the United States, he saw devotees eating ice cream, and Prabhupada very mildly rebuked them. He said, "Ice cream is Maya, don't eat." Now, another important way of being in Sattva Guna is our association with cows on a daily basis. If you are supporting cow protection on it in some way or the other, either monetarily or this way or that way, that's very good. But from my own experience, I'm sharing with you, on a daily basis, try to interact with the cows. We have cows very nearby in the Gurukul Goshala. You can go, take something for them from the bakery or somewhere. You know, take fruits, vegetables, something you take. Try to feed them. They love eating off your hand. And in my own experience, that is the closest you come to love. When you see a cow trusting you, they don't know you, they trust you and they come and eat off your hand. It is a very enriching feeling. This experience you will not get by interacting with iPad or iPod. No, iPhone, no, you won't get. This is essential. Human interactions are essential. Interaction with cows are essential to the extent that Lord Krishna says in the 10th canto, 8th chapter, he says that I am very much concerned about the welfare of the brahmanas and the cows, but comparatively I am more concerned of the welfare of the cows than that of the brahmanas. Startling statement. So please interact with the cows on the daily basis. Then Prabhupada speaks about lusty desires. Lusty desires, very importantly, Prabhupada says we can look at the eyebrows of the Lord. And I have I am also going to serve you in a short while. They say the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So I've got some tangible way of serving you. Please wait a bit. Lusty desires, one of the important ways in which we can tackle it is we have umpteen number of hundreds of Krishna art. Many devotees just, they are wakefully unaware of it. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, wonderful, beautiful paintings. If we meditate them on a daily basis, morning and evening, you'll find that your consciousness changes in a huge, incomparable way. Then greed can be satisfied by serving devotees, distributing books, holy name. A shloka a day keeps shoka away. Even if we were to perform just one of these activities, each of these activities, once a day, we'll find that our greed is satisfied. Then, Krishna book. We all know we can engage Sattvaguna in the Lord's service. We know we can engage Rajaguna in the Lord's service. But unprecedented in the history of mankind, it is Srila Prabhupada who has given us a very ideal way how to tackle Tamoguna and engage it in the Lord's service. And the answer is Krishna book. Prabhupada recommends one chapter before going to sleep every day, guaranteed to give you Krishna conscious thoughts while you're sleeping. 8 hours, 6 hours at least, everybody sleeps. A good portion of one's life, one can make it Krishna conscious. Now, in the closing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jeevan Sardha Kari Karo Paropakar. Now, this has also been an underlying theme in most of the talks given by our devotees. His Grace Jeevanath Prabhu also mentioned this. He said that we are here, we find devotees everywhere, but out there, go see, just go out of the precincts of Mayapur, go anywhere in India, what to speak about the rest of the world. It is like a desert, it is barren. You won't find devotees, you won't find prasadam, things are difficult. And there are souls, low hanging ripe fruits, ready to accept Krishna consciousness. So each one of you is potent, each one of us is potent. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is bestowing us with unlimited amounts of mercy. One simple example would be the arati. Every time we take the arati, we take the heat, we are taking the mercy of the Lord. Every time the holy water is sprinkled on us, we are getting the mercy of the Lord. We are getting so much of mercy in terms of prasadam, in terms of devotee association. Make use of it and reach out to others because they need it desperately. Then, in Jeevan Sardhakari, there are some very important tools that can be used by us on a day-to-day basis to keep our minds engaged till the last dying breath of our lives and eternally. I'll give you some examples. One is Srila Prabhupada's Vani. There are umpteen number of lectures, recorded room conversations, morning walks, interviews. Please go through them. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam became sweeter by being heard from the parrot-like lips of Shukadeva Goswami. When we hear the same Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of our dearmost and beloved Srila Prabhupada, it becomes all the more relishable. We have lived through Satyuga, we've probably lived through Dwapara, Treta, and we've come to Kali. We miss Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We miss Lord Krishna. But the wait was worthwhile because now we have Srila Prabhupada in a way unprecedented even in the 1970s. Devotees were hankering for him. We all always hanker for the Vapu Association of Srila Prabhupada. But today, he is with us in a small device like this, in an unprecedented way. Please utilize it. As Srila Prabhupada says in his own words, take advantage of it. Then, there is a wonderful website called A Day in the Life of Srila Prabhupada. It's a Vanipedia webpage. Every day, the content gets changed. It is very nicely designed, colorfully designed, small snippets, small bits of nectar, audio, written textual matter. It will capture your interest, and it will keep you engaged at least for 2 or 3 hours every day. Every day. Very powerful tool. Then there are everyday online classes. Mayapur, of course, we are attending, but I attend classes from Vrindavan also. I try my level best. Vrindavan. Then, of course, you have worldwide Mayapur TV. YouTube is offering Boston, Denver, so many places. So there, nobody can complain that we don't have enough engagement for Jeevan Sarthakuri, for perfecting our own life. Then there are Shastri courses like Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhama. Plenty there. Now, another important thing. Vaishnava songs. Every day. At least one. Even if you are not able to get through the Bengali or the Sanskrit, no issues. Just read through the English. It will make a huge amount of effort. Prabhupada says, especially the songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, they are like a thunderbolt that cracked the steel-framed heart, and they are like Vedic aphorisms, as good as Vedic sayings. Now, we come to the Karo Paropakar bit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu famously says that I am the only gardener, and there are unlimited amounts of fruits. How many can I distribute? So he's looking for gardeners. He's looking for assistance. That is you and me. That is us. All of us here. So we need to take this Krishna's mercy which is falling upon us unlimitedly and go out and preach and reach out to those souls. So we need to think big but start small. You can start off by just giving off a mantra card. That is one of the ways I got introduced to Krishna consciousness. It is small but extremely powerful. Always carry some small books with you, small Srila Prabhupada books. So Krishna gives many opportunities. We just have to desire. I have again many examples, but this actually works. All this actually works. I would have love to share more with you. However, due to the paucity of time, I think I'll stop here. And I thank everyone for kindly coming here and giving me the opportunity to speak, especially His Grace Jeevanath Prabhu, who nudged me forward for this, and His Grace Shyam Sundar Jagannath Prabhu, and the devotee who called me, and he gave me sufficient time to prepare, so much time to prepare that I have much more to speak, but time is limited. So thank you all so very much. And as I said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So I don't have pudding with me, but I have Mahaprasadam, which I request that you kindly accept and bless me. Thank you all so much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Tagore Premanande.